When thinking about Southern food, it's really easy to talk about fried chicken and barbecue, okra, collard greens, to celebrate the fun and delicious parts, and ignore issues of race and class in the history of Southern foodways. HRN recently caught up with food writer John T. Edge at the Big Apple Barbecue Block Party.
Part of our responsibility, I think our members and the media who pay attention to what we do, accept that we're going to tell an honest story about the South and a complicated story about the South. And it's not going to be about celebrating. It's not going to be about promoting. It's about asking hard questions and telling good stories. As an example, I came to the University of Mississippi and to get a graduate degree in Southern Studies there to work on race relations. Food came second for me. And still at my core, I believe that what the SFA does has great potential to break down race and class and gender barriers. It's the most important thing to our organization. There's a glossy front end on what we do that says, here's films, here, have a drink, have a bite. But what we're trying to do is showcase an inclusive South, and by way of programming, we're challenging people to think about the South in new ways, challenging Southerners to not accept the kind of moonlight magnolia myths of the South, but to look at our region honestly, forthrightly, and say, it's a deeply troubled place with a deeply troubled past, but a bright future. And it's navigating those shoals and moving from that past to a future that's really inclusive.
This is Leah Eden for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Stay tuned as we cover more honest conversations about Southern food.